But
I can hear it, but I don't know what to tell you.
Do they say?
I don't know what it would be.
Do they say a whinny or something like that? Wicker?
Wicker. I guess that's what you would call it.
Uh-huh.
I can hear them right now. Even though it's been so many years.
Because
like I said, we moved to the jail in 54 and I didn't mess up with the phone because I had to help with it and work too.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't even go to the phone too much. Except to ride to see what was going on at times.
Mm-hmm. What about the cows? What noise would you say they made?
Oh, Lord, they could moo, is that what you call
mm-hmm.
it?
Mm-hmm. How about a calf? Like, if you take the calf away from its mother, it kind of cries.
Well, they would cry, like, but I don't remember what you were going to say, but I can hear them crying.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about the roads around here?
Oh, they were terrible one time.
Do you remember when they would start paving them and all?
Yeah, they began, where I lived out in the country, they began in 1954 to pave an hour road, and I thought it was the nicest thing. And we moved to town in 1954, and as soon as we got moved out, they started paving the road out by home.
Mm-hmm.
And we call that 7 Mile Road in 1954.
Was it one of the main...
Not a main road from north to south, but we called it from Highway 70 going north and south.
Out toward
Harderville.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a road that was used a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But no country roads were paved along then. It's very few.
Mm. What would you call the road or path or something that went from the house out to the road? Would you have a term for that?
Yeah, we just said the dirt road.
Mm-hmm.
The little dirt road.
Okay.
Or path, we call it the path going through the woods.
Mm-hmm. That you would drive down it?
No,
or?
You used to walk down that path, but you didn't drive. No, this was just a little dirt road, they call it.
Okay. How about to carry things in, like different types of sacks? They have some might get fertilizer or something in, and
they had old cotton burlap bags
mm-hmm.
for your fertilizer.
They
and then we'd use those to pick cotton.
Do they call them anything else?
Fertilizer bags is the only thing I remember.
Okay.
In my times, they might have called them something else, but we call them fertilizer bags.
Mm-hmm. What about a bag that you might, like, get your groceries in? What do you call that? Made out of paper.
Paper bag?
Okay.
I think that's what we call them.
Now, what about for washing the dishes?
We use lye soap.
Made it yourself?
Made it yourself out of, fat meat and things that you would have.
Uh-huh.
That's what you need lye soap out of. And you buy the lye, the cans of lye. I tried that one time myself too.
It didn't turn out too well,
but I tried it after we made it and moved out to the farm.
How about a cloth that you used to wash them? What would you call that?
Or dish rag.
Mm-hmm. How about to dry them?
Well, dry with the same dish rag. To tell you the truth, it'd be dry. Any kind of rag along there.
Okay.
But now we have fancy dish cut on clothes, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
All have to match in your kitchen.
That's right. How about to cook in? Would you have heavy iron?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you call
heavy
those?
Heavy iron pots.
Mm-hmm.
I got several out there in the barn right now because we used them at the camp meeting what we had out in the